Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Christchurch. It is great to have you with us here this morning. It's lovely to see you in different places. If you came in and I put the sign up in time to say that it sits somewhere different Sunday, and if you're sitting somewhere new, just have a look around. This is what Christchurch looks like from here. Now, the other day I saw a sign outside a building. I think I shared this with the afternoon service, not the morning, so forgive me if I'm repeating myself. But I saw this sign and it struck me because it said this. This is a place for everyone, inclusive and real. This is where change happens, where we gather to celebrate our community. Doesn't that sound great? This is a place for everyone, inclusive and real. This is where change happens, where we gather together to celebrate our community. Would you like to guess what building that sign was on, if you weren't here in the afternoon, and I've already told you? Levi.
I think it was on this church.
Oh, okay. On this church? Other guesses? Where else could it be, Addy? Maybe it's St. John's, another church just down the road. Anyone else think? Yes, at the back, George. Andre, can you turn off these lights? Let me show you where I found it. Can you see that? It's the entrance of a Nike shop. This is a place for everyone, inclusive and real, offering unrivaled access to Nike. Because it's a Nike shop. This is where change happens. Do they mean the changing rooms in the shop? I don't know. Where we gather together to celebrate our community united through sport. Isn't that fascinating? We have a feeling in us, don't we, that we want to belong. We want to be part of something. We want to be a community. And that's right. That's a God-given thing. That's what we're going to be learning about today. But friends, that doesn't happen in a shop in the Trafford Centre. We're not united because we wear the same clothes, because if you don't wear the same clothes as us, then you're not united with us. Boo, Adidas, boo, or whatever else. They've got the right idea, don't they? And they're looking in completely the wrong place for it. You're welcome if you've got money, and if you look like us, and if you're beautiful like the people in the posters. Well, friends, welcome to church. A place for everyone, where everyone is welcome, where you don't have to pretend to be someone else, you can be real. That is a genuine community. It is great to have you here with us this morning. I'm so glad you came. And do you know why we can be a real community? Well, our first song tells us. It's because we're united in Jesus. You see, on the outside, we all look different. Unless you all go to the same Nike superstore. But on the inside, we're all the same. We all need help. We all need someone to rescue us. And that person is Jesus. And so it doesn't matter if you're old or young. Doesn't matter what brand you wear. This is your place. This is our place. This is where we meet together to get to know Jesus. Very good. I want to show you a picture, and I'm going to ask you to turn to your neighbour and see if you can work out what it's a picture of. Okay? Together. So here's the picture. Turn to your neighbour. Have a think. What do you think that's a picture of? Okay? Okay, let's have some guesses. What do we think that might be a picture of? Stick up a hand, not just the young people. Yeah, go on. Henry, what do you think it might be? Were you just stretching? A Taylor Swift concert. Sophie? Super Bowl halftime. Okay, yeah. Jacob? A football pitch. Okay, let me show you another picture. Okay. Again, turn to your neighbour. Who do you think these people are and where do you think they might be? Okay, we've got some hands up already. I like it. Go on, Craig. Wow. Okay. The South Carolina Department of Correction. I mean, the rest of you can guess, but that's exactly what it is. It's a prison in South Carolina. Okay, last one. Here's a picture. Who do you think it might be and where do you think they might be? Okay, what if I told you they're all the same thing? It's church. This is not a Taylor Swift concert or a football stadium, although it actually is in a football stadium. This is the Jesus Nation Church in Pretoria, South Africa. I was going to count to see how many people are there, but I... this is South Carolina prison, and it's church. In a South Carolina prison in America. And this, let me get this right, is Kakach Church in Kenya. In the Old Testament, so in the first half of the Bible, you might know God spoke to a man called Abraham. And he told Abraham one night to go outside and to look up. In fact, Andre, we've got lots of pictures, so... It doesn't matter whether people can see me or not. This is more important. Okay, so God spoke to Abraham and he said to him one night, go outside and count the stars. It's an impossible task. But the point was, God said to him, one day you'll have more descendants than there are stars in the sky, which was pretty amazing because Abraham was an old man and he had no kids. But God was promising that he would become a great nation. And indeed, Abraham had a son and he was called Isaac. And Isaac had two sons, and they were called Esau and Jacob. But later on, God changed Jacob's name to Israel. And Israel had 12 sons, and they were called Reuben and Simeon and Levi and Judah and Issachar and Zebulun and Gad and Asher and Dan and Naphtali and Joseph and Benjamin. And they all had enormous families and became known as the people of Israel. They were the 12 tribes that made up the people of Israel. And they were God's people. God spoke to them. They were supposed to be like a great big signpost to the rest of the world. God spoke to them, but God wanted through them the whole world to get to know him. They were supposed to be a light, a beacon that attracted people to know God. If you ever sat around a fire... Do you know, as the night closes in, all the bugs come out, right? They're attracted to the fire. And a little bit like that, Israel, God's people, were supposed to be this light to the nations. So that people would want to come and get to know their God. They'd look at these people and think, wow, following their God's amazing. I want to come and follow their God. And they could. They just had to come and be part of Israel, part of God's people. But when Jesus came, that changed. Instead of people coming in to Israel to learn about God, now the message of God was going to go out from God's people. Just before he left, Jesus said to his followers that he wanted them to tell people everywhere about him. First of all, in the city that they were in, which was called Jerusalem. Then in the area they were in, which was called Judea and Samaria. But then Jesus said, I want it to go to the ends of the earth. I want everyone, everywhere, to hear about me, Jesus said, so that they can be part of God's people. And that's what happened. And that's what's still happening. And that's why there are Christians all over the world, in the Jesus Nation Church, in Pretoria, in the South Carolina prison, sitting under a tree in Kakach in Kenya, and even sitting in a train station in Cheshire. God's people aren't in one place anymore. We are all over the world, but we're still one. And God's people... are called the church. And we're thinking about the church this morning. We've been going through a series here at Christ Church since Christmas, thinking about the core beliefs
that the Bible teaches us. And today we're thinking about the church. So I want to read you now a part of a letter written by a prisoner. It was written by a prisoner to some Christians he knew in another country. You'll find it in your Bibles, in Ephesians chapter 4. It's on page 1175 of the Church Red Bibles. Forgive me if you've got a black Bible. I don't know the number there. But it's Ephesians chapter 4, and Thomas is going to come and read it for us. Thanks, Thomas.
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 6. That's Ephesians chapter 4, 1 to 6. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. This is the word of the Lord.
There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. God's people all over the world who love Jesus are called the church. We look different, we sound different, we're dressed different, but we're united in Jesus because we follow him as our King. And when you become a Christian, what you find is you don't just discover you've got a heavenly father, but you've got a whole new earthly family as well. So I need a volunteer. First of all, I need a volunteer who's between the ages of 0 and 10. Okay, could some, Levi, would you like to come and be our 0 to 10? And a volunteer between the ages of 10 and 20? You can volunteer other people. Who's in the corner? I can't see you. Ruth, come on up. Someone between 20 and 40. Yes, Russ. Hey, I'm willing to pretend if you're willing to pretend. Is there anyone here between 20 and 40? Go. He says, looking at someone. Chris, excellent. Good man. Come on up. Someone between 40 and 60. I need a volunteer. Rosie, you're coming up. Excellent. Somebody over the age of 60, we won't ask any more. Someone over the age of 60. Don't volunteer other people. Go on, Janet. Come on, Janet. Come on. Right, I need you to stand here. I need you to spread out. It doesn't matter what order you're in. You need to be along here. Excellent.
I think I'll go from the youngest
to oldest. We have... Am I on, Andre?
No.
Yep. Hello? Yes, great stuff. We have a church family all over the world. Okay, so, first of all, Rosie. Oh, how's this going to work? This is going to go over your heads. This is going to go through here. All right. So it doesn't matter if you go to Spain or Singapore or Scarborough for your holidays. Oh, well, I'll tell you what, let's do it like that. Go on, tie it. It doesn't matter if you go anywhere in the world. I'm going to go around here. There you go. Okay, wait a second. Can you put that? There you go. Give it a good tug. I want to keep you secure. Last week, arms up, Ruth. Excellent. I'm going to go under here. Last week, I was in, arms up, Levi. Well done. I was in, where was I last? Leeds. I was in Leeds with other leaders of AME churches. That's the denomination that we're part of. This is going to go around you as well, Janet. We were all together in a hotel. Can you pop that through there? We're all together in a hotel in Leeds. Here's a picture. There you go. AME is a denomination, the Anglican Mission in England. The leaders of AME, along with all the other leaders of Anglican denominations around the world the week before, were in Texas to meet together, to think about the church all around the world. And we are united. It doesn't matter where we are or what we look like. Well done. Stay there. You're doing great. We are united to one another. There is one church, one people. We are one in Christ. Now, does anyone know what people do, there's a hint at the front, when you climb a mountain? What do you have to do when you climb a mountain? Have a look at the people in front. If you're in a group of people climbing a mountain, what do you have to do? Theo, what do you have to do? You have to rope yourself together. Turn to the person next to you. Why do you rope yourself together, do you think, when you're climbing a mountain? It's an all-age service. It's an all-age service, so I'm going to ask the adults, sorry kids, I know you know the answer, but the adults, why do we rope ourselves together? Why do people rope themselves together when they're climbing a mountain? Someone said it, safety, yeah? If one person falls, the others will catch them, right? You're roped together. And the Bible says it's a bit like this when we follow Jesus. We need each other. And being part of a church means we're linked together. We grow together, we learn together. But also, if someone is struggling, it means the rest of us can help them. They don't get lost or wander away. And it's not just, you know, the people who are our friends or our age group at church. It's everyone at church. We're going to have our second Bible reading from Hebrews chapter 10. You guys can drop the rope and head back to your seats. Hebrews chapter 10. I'll help you. All right. You can step out of that. Just let it go down. Well done. Thanks, Thomas.
The reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 to 25, and can be found on page 1208 of the Red Church Bibles. That's Hebrews chapter 10, beginning at verse 23. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. This is the word of the Lord.
I wonder if you noticed the same phrase that was repeated four times in those three verses. Let us. Let us. Let us. In other words, following Jesus is not a solo sport. It is a team game. God has given us each other. And I need you just as much as you need me to keep going. So I'm going to ask you to do something really embarrassing now, okay? Yeah. I want you to look around you. Not just the people in front, all the way around, okay? Look around, smile. Because these are the people you're looking at right now, these are the people that you are roped to. These are the people that God has given you. If you're going to keep going, if you're going to hold on to the hope that you profess, you're going to need these people. And they're going to need you. We need to spur each other on. You can't spur yourself on. We need to encourage each other. But to do that, friends, we need to talk. We need to know each other's names. I almost gave out name badges on the way into church this morning, but I thought sit somewhere different and name badges was just too much for our Britishness. But we need to talk. We need to find out what's going on in each other's lives. I'm going to ask you to do something else embarrassing. I want you to look around again. I'm serious. Look around and have a think. Who isn't here? Who normally is? Who isn't? Who haven't we seen at church for a little while? We need to care for them. We need to look out for them. We need to send them a message this afternoon. Hey, we missed you at church today. Is everything okay? Because we're the church. We need to not give up meeting together. We don't just come to church for our own sake. We come for other people's sake. They need us and we need them. And friends, that's why you need to meet up with the other Christians in your school or in your college if there's a Christian union. Because they need you and you need them to keep following Jesus at school or at college. That's why we have groups that meet through the week, meeting together, helping each other, encouraging one another. That's why it's good when we get the opportunity to go to things like Sound, which is a group for our local youth groups. That's why it's great to go to the Northwest Gospel Partnership annual conference, because it's churches from all over the Northwest coming together, this was last year, coming together to encourage one another. It's why you might want to think over summer going to somewhere like Keswick or going to a summer camp. This is a picture of the big church day out. It happens down south. It's great to get together with other Christians. It's one of the reasons we say the creed together at communion, because it's what Christians all around the world say. And incidentally, it's one of the reasons why in the creed we thank God for the Holy Catholic Church. Have you ever wondered why it says Catholic with a little c? It's not Roman Catholic. It's got nothing to do with the Pope. Catholic means the church all around the world, all throughout time, because that's what we're part of. Imagine a fire. Can you turn off these lights again? Imagine a fire. You know when all the coals are together in a fire, it can burn for hours and hours and hours, can't it? What happens if you take one of those coals out? By itself, even a coal that's been burning hot red, in a matter of minutes, will start dying and eventually will go out. That's like the church. We need each other to keep going. It means that's why if you move house, you need to find a new church. It means if you're going to university, you need to find a church to be a part of there. In fact, maybe choose your house and choose your university based on whether there's a decent church there that will encourage you to keep going. Because we are the church. Have you heard? He washed us clean. He made us a team, but we need each other. In the Bible, the church is described as being like a lot of different things. It says that it's like the bride of Christ. It's like a building. All the different people are like different bricks in a building built on the cornerstone that is Jesus. It's like a flock. It's like a family. It's like a temple. But the image that the Bible uses more than any other to describe the church is to say we're like a body with Jesus as the head. We're going to have our last reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
The reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 20, and could be found on page 1153 of the Red Church Bibles. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning at verse 12. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we are all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If we were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. This is the word of the Lord.
Everybody nod. Just slowly. No damage. Don't want anyone hurting themselves. Just nod. Can you nod? Okay, now try nodding without using your head. Okay, everyone point at something. I was always told it's rude to point, so don't point at anyone. Point at something. Okay, now try pointing at something without using a finger. It can be a bit creative with maybe an elbow. A chin, a foot, excellent. Can you see without your eyes? Can you hear without your ears? You can't do it, can you? We need our feet if we want to run. We need lips if we want to eat. We need a stomach to digest the food. In other words, every part of our bodies has a part to play. And if we're missing a part, or if a part isn't working properly, well, then the whole body suffers. The whole body misses out. And so it is with the church. When you become a believer and put your faith in Jesus, he's the head and you become part of the body. The church, with a job to do. Going to church isn't like going to the cinema. You don't just sit here and watch and have a snack and go home. No. Well, you shouldn't.
No.
We've got a part to play. We serve. We give. We own. We belong. So let me ask you as we finish, what part of the body are you? What's your role? How do you serve? What do you give? Not this Wednesday, but the Wednesday after, we're having a meeting called Your Church. It's really important. We're going to be thinking about how we can be partners with Christ Church. Are you going to come? Put it in your diary? Or join us online if you can't be there in person. The Bible teaches, and we believe, that the one holy universal church is the body of Christ to which all true believers belong. Let me pray as we finish. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you've given us the church. We thank you that we can belong to the church, that we can be part of Christ and connected to one another. Lord, we thank you for the gift of this church. There are so many places in the world where believers have to meet in secret, but we can meet in the open. Dear Heavenly Father, teach us how to be a church, we pray. Help us to love one another. Help us to be brave and walk over to someone and say, "Hi, I don't know if we've met before. My name is," and find out about each other. Help us to love and support each other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.